Scientists say the world's fastest radio telescope, launched in Western Australia today, will change the way we think about the universe. The $350 million project will eventually form part of a larger international project to build the world's biggest telescope. Winsome Denyer reports.
Radio astronomy will never be the same again. 350 kilometres northeast of Geraldton in WA, a new telescope is about to be switched on for the first time.
I welcome you today to a very special occasion, the official opening of our newest radio telescope, the Australian Square Kilometre Array Pathfinder.
Scientists say the telescope, known as ASCAP, has the ability to see all the way back to the beginning of the universe. The project has been led by the CSIRO. Dr. Megan Clark is the chief executive.
ASCAP's expected to find at least 700,000 new galaxies, new super galaxies, just in its first few years. That's 20 times more than any radio survey running right now.
Each day, ASCAP's 36 antennas will generate enough data to fill 124 million Blu-ray discs, which, if piled on top of one another, would stretch to a height of 62 kilometres. It's the most powerful radio survey telescope in the world.
We're not just looking at the galaxies. With this facility, we'll actually be able to look between the stars. We'll be able to look at the magnetic fields. We'll be able to look at events that happen in just a few seconds that for the first time we'll be able to record. And there's no question we'll record things that right now we don't even know that exist.
The federal government has invested $350 million in the project, which started back in 2007. The West Australian government and local shires have also contributed. But ASCAP is really just the beginning. Australia's site will become a significant component of a much larger international project to build the Square Kilometre Array, in other words, the world's biggest telescope. Federal Minister for Science and Research, Senator Chris Evans.
The strength of the Australian bid was based on the investment we've made in the technology here already, the fact that we are able to conduct world-leading astronomy and science from this site already. It gives us a huge advantage for progressing the International SKA project, which is extremely important to the world.
Construction of the SKA Phase 1 is expected to start in 2016. Dr. Brian Boyle is the Australian-New Zealand SKA Project Director for the CSIRO. He says international scientists are waiting in line to use the data.
350 different researchers from 150 institutions around the world have booked up to use time on ASCAP. Another way of showcasing Australian and CSIRO technology and its achievements.
Dr. Boyle says it's been a humbling experience.
I think many people believe that we couldn't do it. We couldn't build a telescope of this scale. But I think we've now demonstrated to the rest of the world that we can. And over the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see the science emerge from this world-leading telescope.
With the official proceedings out of the way, all that was left to do was count down to the big switch-on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. I've still got my job.
Yes, you still
have. The CSIRO Chief Executive Megan Clark ending that report from Winsome Denyer.